holiday time is just ahead, I know many of you will be traveling, whether home to see the folks or taking the family away on a vacation. The Book Report is thrilled to have travel expert Pauline Frommer with us. Along with her famous dad, Arthur Frommer, Pauline hosts a nationally syndicated radio show on travel. She's the author of the 2014 Frommer's Easy Guide to New York City. Pauline regularly provides travel advice on national TV and radio and has appeared on 2020, The Today Show, The Early Show, the CBS Evening News, CNN, Fox, and so much more. Today we'll be learning some incredibly useful travel tips from the expert. Welcome, Pauline, and thanks for joining us on The Book Report.
My pleasure. Lovely to speak about books.
For holiday 2014, what are some of your favorite destinations?
Oh, gosh. Well, the problem with holiday travel to most anywhere in the world is you have expats going home. So we know that the most popular destinations in the United States are New York City, Orlando, and Las Vegas. And it used to be that Las Vegas would empty out around the Christmas holidays. That has changed. People are going there year-round nowadays. It's also become a very big music destination. Lots of people heading there for music festivals, which is a very interesting fact that has lowered the demographic significantly. You're getting a lot of young people going to Las Vegas.
Is it an urban legend that Tuesday is the best day to book air tickets?
It wasn't 2 years ago. There's a company called the Airline Reporting Corporation, which acts as the middleman between travel agencies and the airlines. And 2 years ago, they put out a study of literally millions of fare transactions, and they showed that on Tuesdays, prices dropped. Well, about 3 weeks ago, they put out a new study, and the date has changed. Nowadays, you pay 19% less if you buy your ticket on Sundays. That is 19% less than Tuesdays or really any other weekday. You want to book on the weekends now, and you want to book 57 days before you travel if you're flying domestically, and 171 days before an international trip. This is based on them crunching the numbers of literally 130 million ticket transactions.
Wow, that's really fabulous information. Do you have any tips about baggage fees? What can we do to reduce those costs?
It's really hard to reduce those costs if you're going to check baggage. There's really no way around it, unfortunately, unless you're a high mileage member of a certain airline, and because of your loyalty, you get those fees waived. For the rest of us, I would suggest doing what my family and I do, which is we do not own a piece of luggage that is larger than a carry-on. This forces us to be disciplined and to pack lightly. I roll the things in my luggage rather than laying them flat, because you can get a lot more in the bag if they're rolled. If you check your luggage, I guess my big advice to you is get travel insurance, because bags still do get lost. In fact, it's a good idea to get travel insurance in general, because you never know what will happen with a vacation, and it's a big investment. I like those companies that have a really global reach, that have experts all over the world who can help you find an English language doctor should you get sick, or help you replace stuff in a lost bag. Companies like AllianzTravelInsurance.com, that's one of the good ones, because they have so many people all over the world.
How can a traveler save money on hotel reservations?
Well, there's a couple of ways. If you're going to a really highly trafficked destination where there's fierce competition between the hoteliers, I suggest getting a reservation that can be canceled. Because what happens is, in most destinations, in places like Cancun, New York, L.A., hoteliers get nervous as the date comes closer, and they start offering discounts that they're not going to offer several weeks out. So if you have a reservation that you can cancel, you can really take advantage of their last-minute panic. Also in those destinations, sometimes you'll save money by booking an air hotel package. This also has to do with the competition between the different hotels. If a hotel can hide what it's actually charging in a package deal, you're more likely to get a good deal. We once did a book on Cancun, and we found that the average couple saved $500 for a week in Cancun if they booked a package over booking those two elements, airfare and hotel, independently.
We're speaking with Pauline Frommer on the Book Report. Is there any way to do the Big Apple economically at holiday time?
At holiday time? Well, do you have a relative whose floor you can sleep on? Unfortunately, it's very expensive to go to New York City, and one of the cheapest ways to do it is illegal. Airbnb, any rentals for less than 30 days are illegal in New York. That's how people used to save money. Now, you can rent a room from a local. And that is a very good way to save money. You give up some privacy, but you might make a new friend. We have some good religious hotels, believe it or not, like the Leo House, which is for Catholics. There's one called the House of the Redeemer, where you can rent a really, really nice room in a mansion that's right off Fifth Avenue in one of the most expensive areas of New York City for half of what you pay in regular hotels. But in these hotels, there are some restrictions. For example, if you're traveling with somebody of the opposite sex who you're not married to, they won't let you share a room. But if you're willing to put up with those things, there are ways to save. I have a book out called The Frommer's Easy Guide to New York City, which gives you these tips. The final way to save, stay in an outer borough rather than in Manhattan. You'll shave off a third of your hotel costs that way.
Back to one of your comments, there actually are websites where you can find out about renting a room in a private home?
Sure. They have names like Wimdu, W-I-M-D-U, like Airbnb, which is A-I-R-B and the letter N and B.com. You know, this is how B&B started, with average Joes renting rooms in their apartments. I've done it personally all over the world because I get tired. I travel so much. I get tired of staying in impersonal hotels, and I've never had a bad experience with it. I think it's because these sites have you write reviews of the hosts, and the hosts also write reviews of the guests.
Huh.
So you kind of know what you're getting into. And also, the money that you pay is not released until after the first night of your stay. So if something goes wrong, you can make sure that you don't have to pay for that stay.
Which do you prefer when you're looking for a hotel? Should you go to a website like Kayak, which has many different hotels, or do you do better going to the individual website of a chain of hotels? Where's the better bargains?
Neither, actually. There are sites that do not sell travel, but simply Google travel information. They have names like Momondo, DoHop, Hipmunk. Actually, Kayak is one of them. And on those sites, you'll often find listed both the prices that you'll get through online travel agencies and also the prices that you'll get from the hotel chains directly. And so that's a really good way to have a very broad search quickly and easily.
Those of us of a certain age used Europe on $10 a day as our Bible when backpacking. What kind of budget should a kid plan for in Europe these days?
Well, you said a kid. You know, believe it or not, you could still do it for $10 a day. If you're a young person who's willing to stay on couches, there are sites like couchsurfing.com, like globalfreeloaders.org, which allow people to stay for free in homes around the world. And there's all kinds of other sharing things that are happening. It's been a delight speaking with you. Don't be frightened of traveling. It doesn't have to be that expensive.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Pauline.